Hi, this is Robin Bremer, author, podcaster, and blogger at robinbremer.net and also on iTunes at Robin Bremer Kingdom Life on iTunes, and robinbremer.net is my blog. So today I basically want to show you something really simple, but something that I think will help you a lot. And if you have your Bibles, go to John 15:5. And in this scripture, it shows you, well, let me just read it to you. It says, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you can ask what you desire and it shall be done for you. Okay, so that's a good promise, but I know you're probably thinking to yourself, okay, well, how do I know? And by the way, I'm outside. It's beautiful outside. I'm podcasting from out here, so this is not a soundtrack. Those are real cars driving by and real birds making all that noise, and hopefully my dogs will not be barking and making noise and helping with the soundtrack. Okay, so you're probably asking yourself, how do I know that I'm abiding in Jesus? How do I know he'll give me the desires of my heart? Well, I found a scripture that is very exciting. And that is in 1 John 4:13. But before you turn there, a lot of times people think, well, God's not going to give me the desires of my heart because I haven't prayed enough. I haven't studied the Word enough. I haven't read the Bible enough. And they think they have to qualify to receive the things that God has freely given us. In fact, he gave us all this before we were even born, before we could even qualify it, simply because of his love, because he loves us so much. And you might think that you don't qualify, like a lot of other people might think, but let me show you this exciting scripture I found, and God put it together for me. It's in 1 John 4:13, and it says, and let me read here, 4:13, by this we know that we abide in him and he in us. And now look, that was the qualifications. It says, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you can ask what you desire and it shall be done for you. Okay, and then you go to 1 John 4:13, and it says, by this we know that we abide in him and he in us, because he has given us of his Spirit. So the Holy Spirit is in you when you ask Jesus to come into your heart and you receive the free gift of him paying the price for all of your lifetime of sins. Then the Holy Spirit comes to live inside of you to empower you to live a victorious life, to empower you to pray in your supernatural heavenly language, and to become your partner in every way. And so you know that you're in, and there is my soundtrack of my dogs because a car went speeding by. So you know that you're in Christ Jesus. So that's it for today. I want to thank you for joining me, and I will talk to you next time. Have a blessed day.